If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, welcome back to Question of the Week. I'm Katie Haler from the Naked Scientist team, and this week we've been stripping back the science of this hairy question from Elizabeth.
The other day, my husband found a long grey hair on my head, the first one that I know of. That made us wonder, do hairs grow out grey, or do hairs that had colour eventually turn grey?
Interesting question. Over on the forum, user Halk said that their grandmother's hair turned white in a week when her eldest son was killed in the Second World War. And user Evan AU says that both genetic factors like age and environmental factors like stress affect the colour and darkness of the colour and determine when the colour turns off and how quickly it turns off in a given hair follicle. To get to the root of the question, we went in search of a hair expert, and we found one. Desmond Tobin is director of the Charles Institute of Dermatology at University College Dublin.
Hair greying is associated with the ageing process and is characterised by growth of hair lacking coloration within the hair follicle, a little ring of stem cells embedded in your skin that makes the hair. Under normal circumstances, the colour-making cells of the hair follicle actively produce and transfer their natural hair dye, called melanin, to keratin-producing cells that make up the bulk of the hair strand during part of the hair's growth life cycle. The result, a fully coloured hair, be it blonde, brown, black or red.
But as some of us may well have experienced, hair doesn't stay colourful forever. So why?
After between 5 and 8 rounds of the hair follicle growth cycle, each of which can last up to 5 years on the scalp, parts of the hair follicle's coloration machinery slows down, which results in either not as much coloration, so grey hair, or no coloration, so white hair. And it's not just age. There's now good scientific evidence that psychosocial stress can also affect many aspects of hair growth, including hair greying. So Elizabeth, as you look at hair, you'll see it either as growing progressively white during the individual hair's growth phase, or as a new hair growing in a different colour to the others on the head from the same follicle. Thus, you might see, for instance, a black hair tip becoming greyish in the middle, even to white at the level of the scalp. Having said that, it's much easier to spot the fully white hairs against a dark background. And we do not know the ratio of fully white versus gradual greying hairs on a typical average scalp.
Thank you, Des, for that colourful answer. Next week, we'll be turning up the heat on this question from Tim.
The experts at the Energy Saving Trust and British Gas say it's cheaper to heat your home only when you need it. But my heating control panel says that it uses less energy to keep a background temperature when the room is unoccupied than it does to allow the dwelling to chill too much. Which advice is correct?
So can you help out Tim with an answer? If so, get in touch. Go to nakedscientist.com/question, or you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @nakedscientists, or join in the debate on the forum. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum. Thanks very much for listening. Until next time, goodbye.